I tried Big Fatty. I tried to watch the three. I'm a liar, and you're telling the truth. What to tell the truth with? Oh, that host from this that blackish show with his mother. His mother's on the stage. What a gong show that is. In fact, that's what they need. They need to bring back the gong show. Oh, that all these people need to be gonged. That's an absolutely the stupidest excuse for a waste of 30 minutes of my life I could possibly think of. I hate that show. It's so, and the guests, again, the guests are awful. Well, there is Betty White, and she's hanging in there, but I don't, ugh. I mean, buy a thread, Betty White. Just put on your nightie and go back to bed, I think. It's time for Betty White to retire, isn't it? I mean, she's lovable. She's great. She's an icon, but I feel sorry for her. I hope she doesn't have to work because of some financial issues.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Put on your nightie and go back to bed, I think.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 220... No, it isn't. Hey, 2211 of the BFO for Tuesday the 19th. Of July 2016, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we'll finish telling you about the weekend, and I've got a few things to catch up on. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, baggage claimers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday's going well. Y'all, you baggage claimers, because that's what Dr. Stone was doing Monday afternoon, y'all. He claimed his valise, and he is back in the San Diego. Big Fatty, why are you yawning? But I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep worth a damn on Sunday night, y'all. And you know, Dr. Stone had I want to say his flight left like 8:30 a.m. in the morning or something like that. And maybe it was a little bit later than that, but it was around that time. And I had told him that I was just going to get up at my regular time, leave the alarm set for 6:10 a.m. in the morning. And, you know, then the coffee starts brewing at 6:25 a.m. And, you know, in between that 6:10 and 6:25, Big Fatty has some special time. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. No, I usually snooze. Oh, thank goodness. But anyway, y'all, I forgot to set my alarm. But good thing Dr. Stone set the alarm on his cellular telephonic device. So by the time the coffee started making, he was already up and in the shower, and so Big Fatty fixed him a bagel and with some real butter. Big Fatty, gotta have real butter. Oh, what is that? Oh, y'all, that is the leftover of that bucket of soup I brought home from the Vietnamese restaurant. Had that for my lunch on Monday, and. What else? So y'all, we had our morning coffee and had a little bagel for Dr. Stone. Big Fatty had a little biscuit toast. Big Fatty, oh y'all, I was gonna make a little cinnamon rolls, but y'all, since I didn't get up early enough, couldn't do it. And y'all, then after that, we got in the Ford Escape and I took him over to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, and then I was back here to the villa, and y'all, I finished my coffee, and y'all, then I got my share and is back to the coal mine. But y'all, Big Fatty, that was not all of the weekend, so I'm gonna finish telling you about that. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, what is this music? Y'all, Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone reminded me that when I used to do, before I got the new music for the weekend update, that this was the weekend update music. So in his honor, I thought I'd be, yes, McManny, play it. But y'all, after we recorded yesterday, then Big Fatty and I got Dr. Stone to help me change the filter in my air conditioner, because y'all, it takes two people to do it, because it's way up high in the air and somebody has to hold the ladder. I went up the ladder and everything and changed it, but it was nice to know that Dr. Stone was there to hold on for dear life. Yes, Big Betty, hold on for dear life. But anyway, we did that, and then Dr. Stone was playing some sort of computer game, and y'all, then we were we went to the Sam's Club and had to get petroleum products. Yes, Big Betty, no plenty of gas, but y'all, $1.74. Dr. Stone says it's about a dollar more per gallon out there in the San Diego. So we did that, and y'all, then we went and we met old Vader. And a friend of Vader's, we'll call him Larry. But Dr. Stone knows him because he's been out there in the San Diego, and I think they've gone and had a cocktail before. Anyway, he was in town, and so he joined the three of us for supper. Yeah, we went to the Swiggin' Swine. And, you know, that's the good barbecue place. And Dr. Stone loves the barbecue. And, Veda and Larry and Big Fatty, y'all, they had a special. It was the barbecue brisket sandwich. And on it, it had a blue cheese and jalapeno coleslaw. And then you got a side item to go with it. And Big Fatty got the pickled vegetables. Dr. Stone he wasn't going to pass up an opportunity for some good old Southern barbecue. He had the two meat plate. Big Fatty, he had barbecue ribs and brisket, and he had pickled vegetables also. With that, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening. We came back here to the villa, and Veda stopped by a little bit later. Y'all, he made some homemade pralines and brought those by, and Big Fatty ate one and immediately went in the other room and cut off his left foot. Big Fatty! And y'all, a couple of things that I thought about while over at the Horror Hotel, you know, Granny. What was I going to tell y'all about Granny? I don't... Big Fatty, we don't... Y'all, Granny stayed there Saturday night. No, Sunday night. Because he had a meeting. He had a meeting up near Greenville, South Kakalaki, early Monday morning. So he was just going to stay there Sunday night. Y'all, I can only imagine. I can only imagine... how horrified people were that Granny was there on Sunday night. Also, y'all, I meant to say this about the hot dog down the hallway. Y'all, Larry and Ralph, who put this on every year, y'all, they cook the footlong weenies on the grill, y'all, then they make all these homemade side items. I mean, everything is homemade. They must have had 5 pans of macaroni and cheese. They had Martha Stewart's potato salad. Y'all, they had a delicious German potato salad with, because, you know, and Big Fatty enjoyed it because it was full of the bacon and it had no mayonnaise. There was no mayonnaise in it. And so, y'all, I enjoyed that. They had a carrot salad. And, you know, just a regular green solid. And then I think they, and a homemade bread pudding. Big Fatty! Then they had all kinds of cocktails and things like that. Y'all, it was just lovely. And they're just good people, too. So, anyway. But, y'all, that pretty much... I'm sure there are other things that I'm not remembering about the weekend. Big Fatty, that goes without saying. I think, Big Fatty, I think if you do remember something else, you can You can what can you do? I don't know. I can talk about it later. Yes, McFetty. Y'all, while I was gone to the horror hotel, y'all, got a package. I got a package, and y'all, I was told to expect this, but it's an early exiting of the birth canal package. What do you call it? Big Fanny, we don't know. From the Danbury's. So y'all, I'm gonna hold that. You know, and also I got a can. Big Fanny, it looks like a Halloweeny card. It does, and y'all, it's from Miss Bacon. And it says, do not open until EOTBC. Big Fanny, better hold it then. Y'all got a postcard here, on the front of it, it says, my friends went to Monterey, and all I got was this lousy postcard. Big Fatty, there's nothing good in Monterey. Big Fatty, I may get in trouble. Y'all, it says, Monterey, California is a beautiful place. Too bad you're not here. And y'all, then on the back it says, "Hey, Big Fatty, we thought of you on vacation." And y'all, y'all, it is from the Robs. They were out there in the Monterey. Y'all, they went to see Steve the Tater in the Mary Poppers. He played Mr. Eubanks, I think. Big Fatty, he was on the Newlywed Game, it's true. And I think Digger was out there, and Christina and her family, and there was a whole bunch of them, and probably Aunt. And I know I'm forgetting somebody. Big Fatty, you always do. Y'all, and I got another card. Y'all, it is, it is from that Baron Frosty. Big Fatty, how lovely. Y'all, it's in a red envelope. I'm going to open it up right now and see what it is. Oh, Big Fatty, it is lovely. Oh, dear, that's it. And Big Fatty, he's licked the envelope like it was something vulgar, like it was flavored with the Tangeray. It probably did. And y'all, inside, there's a picture. There's a picture of, what the hell is that? It looks like some sort of a beast. It is some sort of horny beast. And it's got people in chains, and the beast is dragging them along. Big Fatty, it's Krampus. Big Fatty, what is that? It says, in the early Krema traditions of Europe, the Krampus was St. Nicholas's dark servant, a hairy-horned supernatural beast whose pointed ears and long slithering tongue gave misbehaviors the creeps, whereas St. Nicholas would reward the children who'd been good all year. Those who had behaved badly were paid a visit by Krampus. And y'all, you open it up and it says, "Oh, Herbert Werner, thank you so much for the I-audited June contest prize. And thank you to Gus Chad for the sponsorship and Digger for the original bumper. Art and creativity are important for a healthy, positive life. Baron Frosty." Well, Baron, that is just the sweetest thing. And all I did was facilitate it. I give all the credit to Gus Chad. He provided the cash money. Big Fatty, you think he got it from the ATM machine? He may have. By the way, Gus Chad, he's already spent it, and he spent it on Tangeray. Yes, Big Fatty. And of course, I give credit to Digga, as you did, and I give credit to all the ones that decided to participate. And but Baron, thank you so much for the kind note, and y'all, it's just lovely. It's just lovely to get a little handwritten card. Yes, Sweet Freddy. Yeah, that's it, y'all. On my list here. That Miss Beaver, that Miss Kim Beaver, y'all, you know, I told you she had sold the old lodge, and she had told us about the sheep cam from up there in the Torchvon, but y'all, her better half, the whole Beaver clan, y'all, they're going to Iceland. And y'all, you know, Iceland is green and Greenland is icy. Yeah, Sweet Betty. So y'all, I don't know, I didn't know that, I didn't know that Iceland was a Lesbeterian destination, but evidently it is. Big Fatty, maybe they have some different kind of tuna up there. They could Icelandic tuna. Yes, Big Fatty. Miss Beaver, I don't remember exactly when you're going, but I do hope you have a good time. And while you're there, I don't know if you're doing this or not, but y'all, are you doing this Pokemon Go thing, y'all? I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And y'all, I sent, you know, that Peter G over there at the Lotzel. I sent him when I heard about all this. I sent him a what did I send him? Big Freddy, we don't know. But some sort of message saying I do hope on an upcoming Lotzel. That there'll be a signature rant from that Peter G on the Pokemon Go. Y'all, I don't get it, but everybody's doing it. It's what the kids are doing these days. Y'all, it's been going for about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. And y'all, I think people are already getting tired of it. I don't get it. Big Fatty, it's because you prefer to do the Candy Crush. It's true, I do prefer the Candy Crush. So anyway, y'all, you know, Dr. Stone is on his way back home. To the San Diego, and y'all, we've made arrangements for he and that mean king to maybe meet up and go have a cocktail. Y'all, perhaps Mean King can give us a call and let us know how that goes. Big Fatty, I think that would just be lovely. And y'all, since I've been eating out so much and I been having too much to drink and everything, y'all, I think I'm just going to steam me some broccoli and put some butter on it. Big Fatty, you'll be tooting all night. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but I had to put Dr. Stone soiled. She's Big Fatty. Did he poop the bed? Well, he did say he's slept like a baby. Big Fatty. And towels in the washing machine. Get ready for the next group of y'all. I think my brother and sister-in-law are coming in, not this coming weekend, but the last weekend in July. So y'all, it's never a dull moment here at the villa. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Faye Driver. Faye Driver, now that Dr. Stone is back home and finally away from Big Freddy, how do you think he should spend the next day?
Put on your nightie and go back to bed, I think.
Oh, Big Freddy, the Faye Driver speaks from experience.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.